Well, the city of Pensacola now fining a church $100 a day for blight and code violations. The code enforcement magistrate ordered Emmanuel Lutheran Church to pay for neglect and safety problems at the old Trailways bus station on Balin Street, a property they own. Last month, the church was also fined $200, but code enforcement says that fine hasn't been paid. The church asked for permission to demolish the building a year ago because of its poor condition. That request was denied because the city considers the building historically significant.
So that's the Channel 3 report, and they've been reporting on this throughout. I haven't been paying an awful lot of attention to this story, but I actually happened to work with one of the members of the church and said, Andrew, have you looked at this? I'm like, no, not really, but I will. So we have on the line with us now the president of Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Gary Houston. Gary, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew. It's good to have a chance to tell our side of the story.
Absolutely. So you want to maybe just start with telling a little bit of the history of how we got here, you know, because I think that'll probably help people understand.
Well, you know, I think that the newspaper and the TV station have tried to paint the congregation as kind of an uncaring property owner that's doing nothing. And really, the truth is the opposite. The church recognized a problem with this building, went forward, filed an application with the city to demolish it, and that's where the train jumped the tracks. So, you know, we want to try to resolve this situation. I think the news coverage to this point has indicated something different. We're just trying to find a solution for this problem that works for the church and for the community.
Now, the Trailways bus station, or former Trailways bus station at 301 North Balin, it hasn't been in use for a while, although you've kind of used the building off and on over the years. Is that right?
That's right. The church, the building was constructed in 1963, I believe, and used as a bus station until Trailways moved up close to I-10. And then the property was put on the market for about 5 years. Nobody bought it. Finally, the church bought it in 1991 with the idea of using it for parking. And I think it's significant that at the time that the church bought the building, it was not a historical building. And the church never bought it with the understanding that it was undertaking the preservation of an historic building. So over the course of the years, the building has been used for some instances for worship services while the church was restoring its sanctuary. The sanctuary was built in 1912, so as you can imagine, it's needed renovation over the years. The church has also used the building on occasion for youth group activities. A chapter of Alcoholics Anonymous used the building for many years. And also for many years, the church did a Saturday oatmeal breakfast and used that building for that purpose. And, you know, many of those uses really were unsuited for the building. But to portray the building as having been not used is not correct.
I think probably the biggest claim that people have made about the need to preserve this structure is that it was a source of a civil rights protest, a counter sit-in, lunch counter sit-in. You guys, I assume, have looked into this. In your opinion, is that true?
No, it's not true. There is another former bus station in the block south, which was the Greyhound bus station. And if that was, I think there might have been a lunch counter in the Greyhound bus station, but not our building. All our building had was two pinball machines and some vending machines, never a lunch counter. And in fact, when we used the building for oatmeal breakfast, it was completely inadequate because the only thing approaching a place to wash dishes was a mop tub. So there was no way that building ever had a lunch counter or ever had anything to do with the local civil rights movement.
We're talking to Gary Houston. He's the president of Emmanuel Lutheran Church. They own the property that is the Trailways, the dilapidated Trailways bus station terminal. Gary Houston, the president of Emmanuel Lutheran Church, dealing with the Trailways former bus terminal there. So, Gary, You guys are getting fined right now, I think, every day for not cleaning up the structure, which has become dilapidated and kind of a magnet for homelessness and debris and waste and all of that. Have you done any investigation to see what it would cost to bring it up to code, let alone to restore it?
Andrew, we've got an engineer who is, as we speak, making an inspection of the building. I have not received the engineer's report. I don't know what it would cost to restore the building. Frankly, I think that it would be much more expensive than demolition. And frankly, without a use of the building, to spend money on it would, in my judgment, be wasteful.
And
it also ignores the fact that the church has a limited budget. We have to take care of our sanctuary first and foremost. This building is third on our list of building priorities. So we really believe that from the church's perspective, demolition is the correct thing both for the church and the neighborhood. But if there are other people in the community who have ideas about how to use this and have capital who want to do it, we'd be to work with them to try to find a solution.
Would it be fair to say that if it had been a historical structure, especially if you had known that when you purchased it, which you guys think that it was not a historical structure, was not a civil rights citizen at all, and there's no reason to think that that's the case. But if it had been that, that might change this conversation?
Oh, I think so. But, you know, I've gone over to City Hall and looked at the city's staff's investigation of the property when they created these historic districts. And at the time they did that survey, survey indicated that the building contributed nothing to the historic nature of the district. So this is a change in history from the city's perspective.
So where do you go from here? Because it seems like, you know, you're caught in a little bit of a catch-22. I don't know if you've tried to market it to put it up for sale. You guys want to demolish it. They're fining you now for failure to comply. And, I mean, what happens next?
Well, we're doing two things. First, we're in negotiations with the city. And second, we intend to appeal the fines. The way that code enforcement board worked really was a denial of our due process. So we're going to appeal that to circuit court.
Okay. Well, which, of course, that costs legal fees, you know, so that's not free either, unfortunately.
Well, I know someone who's a lawyer who's going to handle that for free.
is that you? Because I know you're a lawyer.
That's me.
All right. So, but still, I mean, that's your time, and that has, you know, that may not cost the church, but it, you know, it does cost somebody. And I know you're trying to work with the city and work something out with them. Anything I failed to ask or anything that you feel like hasn't been told in your version of this story?
No, Andrew, I think you've been very fair about this, and I appreciate your interest in the subject.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, just I always want to make sure that we can get, you know, if there's another side that needs telling, I try to bring it out. And, you know, I appreciate you being willing to come on the air and talk about this because, you know, I know sometimes, you know, as churches, it's kind of like, well, you know, do I talk about this? Do I go on the news? Is it worth benefiting? You know, does it accomplish anything? And so anyway, I just appreciate you spending some time with us, Gary. And I know, you know, running a smallest church, you know, carries a whole lot of challenges, and certainly this is one that you guys had anticipated in the beginning. Gary Houston, he is the president of Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Gary, nice to get to know you a little bit. Thank you for the time, and I really do sincerely hope that you and the city can come to an amicable agreement that in the end everybody can be satisfied with.
Thank you, Andrew. You know, prayer solves all things.
Absolutely it does.